I always prepare my lessons at least one day before the lesson starts. It very rarely happened to me that I planned them just before the lessons. I always make handwritten lesson plans because writing them down helps me organize my thoughts. Therefore, I'm more focused, organized while I'm teaching. And of course, this method helps me predict the possible pitfalls of my plan. I always check the lesson plans offered by the teacher books, and if I consider them useful and appropriate for my students, I apply the chosen parts. So my lesson plans are mixtures of my own ideas and plans from the teacher books. The length of my lesson plans depends on the topic and the tasks. Usually they are no longer than a page, but if I want to introduce a new topic or if it is a complicated speaking task or etc., they are longer but no more than 2 pages. I write the main points, tasks of my lesson one after the other, and I number them. Under these tasks, I write the main questions that should be asked, page numbers, the main instructions, so the very basic things. And I find it very important to plan the teacher's questions. They have a huge role, in my opinion. They are the basis of an interesting lesson, so they are responsible for making students think, making my students curious, and as I'm a beginner teacher, I would be reckless if I didn't pay attention on these details. After that, I enter the classroom and greet my students. I always have a quick look at my notes, go over them in order not to forget something. If the lesson consists of many complicated tasks, I look at the plan sometimes or more times. But I think I'm also very flexible. I try to adhere to my students' needs. The more it helps if you have a plan, the worse it can get if you adhere to it no matter what. As this is my first year as a teacher, I didn't know anything about my students' language knowledge. Sometimes I was sure they were going to know something, but they didn't, so I had to stop, think over my lesson, and improvise something more useful. In the first months, it occurred often, but as I got to know my students, gained experience, I know their strengths and weaknesses, so I can plan my lesson more precisely. I took my notes into a notebook. The notebook was divided into 6 parts because I have 6 language groups. I tried to write my notes into sheets of paper, but I lost them always. This notebook method worked, but my notes were in the same place and I could go back and check what we did previously whenever I wanted. Thanks to the coronavirus situation, I do not use my notebook anymore, but I write my notes to the platform of Google Classroom. I write the details of my lessons there and upload each and every task there. I mean those tasks that are not in the student books or workbooks. The classroom helps me and the students too. I take every online class, but if somebody can't attend the lesson, they can check what happened.
This curriculum has been made at the University of Szeged and supported by the European Union. Project identity number EFOP 3.4.3162016000014.